everybody. This is Dr. Turi.
And Trania.
And what we're doing tonight is kind of trying to get everything together, knowing that Mercury, the planet of communication, is retrograde. It is kind of bringing a bit of confusion here, just at the wrong time when I decide to have my birthday. But you know, I didn't mean on purpose. February 26th was yesterday. It took place just after the full moon on the Mercury retrograde, and I decided, as you probably know, to offer a super deal for my birthday, and you know, making the cosmic code available for $25 instead of $100. So, what do you expect? We have been, what's the word, to run?
Swamped and bombarded.
And of course, when you start to play with the Cosmic Code Ning website, the people that already have signed up until 2014, 2013, God knows what, these people get a little bit pissed off because now they have, the access is denied. Oh my God, and we're getting telephone calls, getting email. And which is good news because it shows that people really, really like our work. So I got a note from Ning. So this explains basically what you have to do if you happen to be free Mercury retrograde. So if you are a current VIP, you cannot get into the new Cosmic Code only blog, which I, generates the good stuff, predictions, forecasts, SOS window, all the good stuff that I have to do, including the March 2013 personal horoscope moon transit that will be done probably tomorrow before the end of the month. So if you happen to be one of those guys who have paid and you experience some problem, email Taranya and she'll take care of you. Poor thing, she's got so many emails. She's going to be stuck on the computer for a long time. So much for taking one day off.
And I'm not alone this week. I'm with my husband again.
Yep. Well,
And one thing I must add is last week on the show I wasn't very prepared. And I, just sort of let my heart roll with it.
Okay, stop being insecure. It was beautiful.
Thank
you. Everybody loves it. Everybody loves to listen to your beautiful voice and your inner wisdom. Maybe a young woman, but you're a very old soul. Okay, now.
Yesterday.
Yesterday was my birthday, and took a hell of a carriage and dragging by my wife to get out of the office. I finally decided to go, and if you read the newsletter that I wrote about me enjoying my little present with my metal detector, so my wife gave me this beautiful present, and I felt like, like a kid with a new toy, literally. And I don't know, but she was just holding the machine more than I did, okay? And she was getting hits left and right, and I was digging. And as I said in my newsletter, this is where I realized I was 63 years old, because in an hour and a half, I dig more holes than both of my dogs combined together last 5 years in the park.
That was only the test, and we're still going to be regularly scheduled for our planned expedition, in which we will take forth. Probably in the next new moon. So.
Yeah, we have to wait for the moon to be in perfect angle. And again, if you're into gold digging, it's a good idea to pick up a moon in Leo, or a good aspect to the moon in Leo, even Aquarius, there are rules electronics. So maybe you're going to hear that Dr. Turi and Taranya were abducted by extraterrestrials looking for gold in the middle of the desert.
Keep in mind, two types of gold digging, folks.
Yes. So, basically, as you know, extraterrestrials do not enter our dense physical world when they feel like they have to use the cosmic code energy to transmute in this vibrational system. And it's all these vibrations, it's all this very cosmic energy, which is the dust of the universe that produces silver, gold, steel, that produces copper. All this is coming from the essence of all the stars. So when you pick up the energy directly related to an endeavor such as looking involved, owning cosmic consciousness allows you, again, to be at the right time, at the right place, and then cover a nugget. So I'm going to put my theory in practice and put my wisdom at work. I'm also a good Tao. I just need to find a couple of roads. I used two Taos. I remember when I was working on the U.S. base in Pearl Harbor. In fact, I saved the company hundreds of thousands of dollars because they did not know where the telephone lines were, where the electrical lines were, where the water and gas line were. So I got a couple of welding roads and walk around the job site, and there it was. And those two roads went right in front of me. So I went back to the superintendent and I said, you know what, this is where it is. So he said, are you sure? I said, you know, I'm telling you that I'm sure, yes. That's what I do, you know, I'm a dowser. So he got a couple guys to dig about, what, 5 or 6 feet, and there they were. So I saved a lot of money to the company that day. And then I realized that welding roads are good. I mean, if I'm good with welding roads, you know, that's good. But I think copper is much more conductive. Copper is the metal of Venus, and this is why Charles Bronson has the Venus look, which means it's got a tough Venus, but also a brown Venus. So any one of you ladies listening to this show, if you want to become magnetic, what you want to do is to get a nice tan. And the tan, the bronze tan, is actually the copper look that gives you this beautiful tan on your skin, that's Venusian energy. So there are always, as I said, there are no accidents, only cosmic circumstances that makes you do what you do, think what you think, behave like you behave, and be at the right time, at the right place, or just the opposite. So it's all a matter of being cosmic conscious to, you know, to make a good use of this existence by adding this wisdom to your repertoire and following the rules, written in light. And that brings me, of course, to talk about Hope, who is actually
holding the miscalculated doorway, I must say.
I'd said he was fire. He was fired by the rest of the AINA that runs the Vatican, the Illuminatis. You have to understand, first of all, I gave all the explanation to my cosmic code of VIPs of the reason in great detail. So I can talk a little bit about but basically what it is, first of all, it's pretty old. It's not completely out there. It is out there. It's not completely there, put it this way. And to have his butler to go behind his back picking up a bunch of paper that would, you know, expose the Church Inc. Masquerade, financial masquerade, is something that the people who survived because of the Vatican for centuries, that's one thing, that they got to remove him because he's not completely there, put it this way. And when he says that, you know, in his final talk in St. Peter's Square, when he says, you know, time when the water was rough, there were times when it was difficult, but God will not let her, you know, sink. And of course, he was referring to the Catholic Church, you know, deceiving Neptunian legacy and starting out as Pope. You know, this is what you say, this is a wish that you have, but it is not exactly what the cosmic code has in store for you. And again, in my newsletters, you have to be ready to accept the truth with Dr. Cherry. I won't compromise. You've got to be smart. You cannot be feeble-minded to read my work And you have to be able to stand and accept the truth, which is not supposed to be always nice. The truth doesn't intend to make feel good sometimes. So the fact of the matter is not only the Pope, but all those people that are the representative of God on this dense physical world are the least knowledgeable of the faith and the truths of God because they cannot read the signs. They just cannot read the signs. And in reference to, again, the newsletter that I wrote today, you could take the Bible, you could take the Torah, you could take any of these religious man-made, written by the hand of men books, okay? None of them will guide you as precisely as my book Moon Power will do. And again, the example are endless in terms of, for example, signing up a contract or taking up a Disney cruise, and the next thing you know, you suddenly die of food poisoning and you cannot go to the bathroom for a week or so and you're stuck at sea. The next time, I invest on a $15 a little book that tells you, either put your reservation in a waxing moon or just try, to avoid going places after the full moon and respect universal laws. You know, this world is slowly but surely raising its cosmic vibration, knowing, of course, that the current dark Scorpius is forcing everything that is hidden to come to light, as much, of course, as he drives the mob completely crazy when you see a bunch of guys getting in themselves in the middle of Las Vegas. And God knows what, and a bunch of CIA agent messing up with some prostitutes. All the good stuff that I predicted about the Scorpius dragon is coming to place. It's really, really becoming more and more obvious in terms of anything and everything that is under the blanket has to come to the light. So Mr. Pope is nothing else than a victim of the Scorpius dragon, which is literally killing him. They want somebody that they are going to put in power, younger, faster, smarter, somebody which is as beautiful on the outside, as ruthless as can be on the inside. And the sad reality, this old Pope is actually a loving old man. He's a generation which is really, really committed to help his fellow human being. And he doesn't fit the bill because this is a business before anything. A priority, the Church Inc. is a business. In fact, there is not one single business, a single corporation which is not directly or indirectly related to the Church Inc. Would it be sports, entertainment, oil, investment, commodity, name it. You name it. There is no one single business which is not affiliated directly, indirectly, or even owned by the Church Inc. So you're talking about a very, very serious independent entity that built up his own freaking country in Italy. But what people do not know is that once upon a time, the Pope did not live in Italy. In fact, the Pope was living in the south of France, in the Palace of the Popes. If you've ever been there, you can go there, and you will see where all the popes were. But you know what? The Pope got too much power, too much attention, and that didn't really fit the French king. He told him, excuse me, go and do your business somewhere else. And during those days, of course, you didn't have airplane, you didn't have cars, so he took his fuse, belonging to the back of his donkeys, and he went to do his business next door, which is Italy. And Italy's legacy is the mafia and, of course, the church, religion. So that tells you what you're dealing with. And what the popes, even though, and it's on the website, okay, if you Google anything and you put Dr. Chiri behind it, you're going to get a lot of stuff. Since 1991, I've been writing quite a lot. And there is one newsletter of a certain experience, which is titled The Secret of the Dead Sea Scrolls. So just type Dead Sea Scrolls and Dr. Chiri, And you can go and look at all the popes that were taught astrology by the Vatican Council, and the very, very reality that astrology is actually the essence of all religions before, of course, the Illuminati turned this into a masquerade of deception just to get to your wallet and use and abuse the instinct of conservation. The human instinct of conservation, of course, is to be afraid of dying. So when they said, if you don't fear God, if you don't do that, you're going to go to hell, and you start to be taught this nonsense and this junk at the age, very early age by your first teachers, obviously you're going to become dysfunctional mind. You're not going to be curious, and you're going to end up being religiously poisoned, which is exactly what's going on in the world right now. And that was the purpose in the first place. So what all those popes were supposed to learn is what I know. It's what I'm going to be teaching in Sedona in April. Okay, now, fact of the matter, I'm just wondering, you can take the horse to the river, it doesn't mean he's going to drink, which means even though the 85 miles of secret library under the Vatican is loaded with the work of very erudite, gifted, genius guys that possess me, before me, okay? It doesn't mean that the wisdom either can be assimilated properly. I just realized that. The popes have their UCI. Every single pope's had his own stars. A UCI, again, stands for Unique Celestial Identity, if you are new listeners of the show, okay? And knowing that they have their own logical, rational mind, they are into it because they want to have a statue. They want to be with the church head because it's a safe place to be. It's like wanting to work for Uncle Sam. Or maybe, some of these evil Teutonic souls find a way to get closer to the kids so they can write them and be protected by the church. And this is what happened so many times. So there is a reason why these people wear the robe and assign themselves to be the representative of God. And most of the time, of course, it is not necessarily dignified or honorable. In many respects, what happened to all those kids over the last 2,000 years that have been killed, that have been raped, and God knows what, I don't even want to think about it because it's all buried and it better be there because you make your throne over the next 10 years. If you only knew what those suckers were doing to those kids. Now, in France, what I was saying earlier, it doesn't matter. All those popes were just a peon of a large, large corporation. Okay, and they vote or they don't vote. It's such a private clan made of abusers from the get-go. Okay, it's like NASA. It's like some scientific groups that trying to get to your money. It's like this scientific group now who in 2018 wants to sign the first couple to Mars. Oh, my God. When I read that, I said, I got a newsletter right away. Okay, so let's change gear a little bit here. God designed fish to live in their watery element. Okay, this means you ain't going to get a fish out of the ocean, put it on the suit with some, oxygen and water mixed bottle in his back, and hang around here on this dense physical world to play on a laptop, okay? So what you need to understand is these people, these new scientists, they feel better than you. They don't want to have a normal job. All they want to do, and it's like NASA did, okay, build those robots because they're smart, they have a bunch of PhD, and then they need your money to do that. They don't want to have a normal job. They're educated. You are the moron, especially if you endorse their private endeavors. All this money should be going to my schools, trust me, so I can wake people up in pointing out the truth, okay? You would never, ever, in a million years, remotely be able to get close to Mars as a human being because you're not designed. You're not designed to go and play around outside of your local solar system. And that is your local solar system. So imagine going past your local solar system. Okay.
I think what I think what it is they want anyone who gets baptized to feel that if they need to live responsibly by their baptism, that they need to have a spiritual director in control of them.
My darling, you are not listening. I am not talking about the church anymore. I was on to talk about science, wanting to find a couple on Mars.
Oh, well, the same thing with the scientists.
My wife was typing on the internet, and then all of a sudden she jumped in the conversation, but she was not focusing, obviously, on the topic of scientists in need of your money, because, you know, since Obama is in charge with his dragon state in Aquarius, he certainly does not endorse directly NASA, so they went down the tube, so to speak.
I think, too, that everyone wants to be in charge, though, is what my point is. Everyone wants to be in charge of someone, so...
Yeah, this is exactly what it is. But, you know, there is so many masquerade over there. There's so many manipulation. There's so many groups. Would there be cult-like, religious-like, scientifically-like, financially-like? Doesn't matter. The good news is that you are in the cosmic code groups, and that's where you're going to hear the truth. And that's why you're with Dr. Cherry and with Tarania.
So pretty much the only gateway that will lead you to the teachings of the so-called saints.
Exactly. Because, again, none of them understand the faith and the truths of God. Mm-hmm. None of them can make predictions. All they can do is regurgitate the Bible verse. And sudden enough, you do have Neptune, deceptive captain. And I always refer to that energy as deceptive, because Neptune was drugs, alcohol, chemical, the Middle East, religion, confinement, church, synagogue, asylum, Joel Osteen and his rat face, which is always a big, huge smile, never looking you in the eye, you know, telling you all sorts of sugar-colored bunch of lies and deception. And another Pisces who swims around for him like him again, that is for the newcomer, Osama bin Laden, who literally died for his religious beliefs. What I'm trying to tell you here, it is probably easier for you to win the lottery than to land on somebody who owns the truth. And again, in reference to the people who just jumped in, because I'm confident, because I am honest, because I was born a leader of the mind, blame it on my stars. A mixture of air and fire is what produced Dr. Cherry's psyche. And this confidence, this speed, this assurance should not be mingled with an ego trip, okay? You're dealing with me, okay? And all I have in my heart is your welfare, or the best of the best of what I can offer you, so that you don't get screwed out there, because it is a nasty world, okay? There's no much integrity left out there. When I look at the news, when I look at this masquerade in reference to this independent group of scientists who wanted to send a couple of human beings out there to Mars, for God's sake. I mean, where is, if you do not understand manipulation, and if you cannot rely on the mathematics that separates the Earth from Mars. My gosh, comes the year 2018, humans have such a short memory, you'll be busy, stuck somewhere else. Meantime, those guys will have your money saved in the bank account in Switzerland, and will keep maintaining their welfare, paying their insurance and the college education for their kids on your back, because you have trust these people who don't want to hold on to a normal job. All they want to do, as I said, is to build these little robots, play with their PhDs, supremely intelligent, show their spiritual pride, you know, and live on your back. You don't want to do that. To me, every single penny that goes into, with even NASA, for example, priority should be going to the children's mental spiritual education. Now, this doesn't mean I have to throw the baby with the water, okay, the tap water. Now, without the brilliant mind of many scientists we will not be able to enjoy a longer life or allow Dr. Turi to go from A to B without getting lost. GPS, and computers, and technology, the model of the human accomplishment is insanely beautiful. But again, this is due to new age, to the planet Aquarius, Uranus, ruling the age of Aquarius and forcing the dying age of Pisces, and with it, all the religions of the past. Okay? One thing is sure, there is no future in the past, and life is a constant process of changes. You can't deny this fact. Anything that has ever built once upon the time will have to be crushed down. I'm not referring just to the empire, to Napoleon, to Hitler, to God knows what. Okay? I'm referring to every single thing that makes this life possible. And this new age of Aquarius, as much as the age of Pisces and religious deception has created the branch dividend groups who end up in fire, okay, or the many, many cults out there and an endless chain of religious denomination, the age of Aquarius is also breeding its cockroaches. And it's not going to be involving religion because humanity is slowly raising its vibration. And I understand, you know, this is all bull. So now they go into the other side. They go into science. And this is dangerous because, as I said, science is endlessly losing ground on the spiritual side, on the cosmic code jurisdiction, and the understanding of the face of God. So if religion is no good, and if religion has to be, you know, trashed out, then let's replace it with something that we can rely to, understand, endorse, and support. So let's have more science. But that's not right. This is not good. This is dangerous. Now you're breeding a society of atheists, agnostic, logistic scientists, like the predecessors are already lost the connection with the divine, with the spirit, and God himself. But when I say let's get rid of all the religion, I don't mean it that way. It's like when I used to say to people, you're ignorant. I forgot to add you're cosmic ignorant. So they took my comments very personally. Excuse my French, for God's sake. I'm freaking French. Give me a break. So I have the right to make mistakes. So some people, you know, including Tom, is correcting me, helping me, because he's a master in language. That's what he does, my master, my good friend, my right-hand Tom, okay? He corrected me. He refined me. He turned me into a rock star. Looking into the public, you could see the work he did on my website. So it's phenomenal. So he's refining me also in my English, in my perception of the English language, in my delivery of the English language. It's not my language. I'm French. So, you know, that by itself demands respect, because a lot of people were condemning me, tricking me on egocentric. They would never go to France and teach the cosmic laws in a foreign language or write endlessly with two fingers faster than you can read like I do every day to keep your spirit afloat. So give me a break, okay? So what I'm trying to tell you here is the essence of all the religion, the true essence of all the religion, knowing that right at the core, they were speaking the celestial language of the gods, the stars. Then religion, the essence of all the religion, must give birth to the ultimate spiritual religion where you don't fear God. And instead of laying down on your tummy, showing your ass to God, like the Muslims do, okay, or fearing God and ending up in hell in your own imagination, feeding evil with your own stupidity, or your lack of cosmic consciousness, excuse me, okay, you need to realize that God can only speak and present himself to you if you work hard enough and do the mantle of gymnastics to understand the cosmic dynamic that I'm coming from with and wanted to offer you. So as soon as people read my newsletters, and that's the sad reality with every human being, they're going to immediately assume, is anti-God. No, I am more for God and Jesus the Savior than you could ever be, but in a different way, in a way that I understand, in a way that does not involve the Illuminati who were controlling and giving you the information that allowed them to build the Vatican. Now you could see, would it be in Christianity, in the Muslims' religion, or the Mormons' religion for that matter, that it's all about spiritual pride, it's all about the biggest, white, biggest, tallest church, the most expansive real estate area in the world. Not to forget, of course, the landmark in San Diego in La Jolla. I remember when I first arrived in La Jolla in 1984, this big church was not there. And they're building it as close as possible to the highway as a very signal, and which nothing else that I perceive as being the most ridiculous spiritual pride. Talking about being an egocentric spiritual pride, look at this church each time you go on high five, going to LA, going north or down. And then remember, that's not Jesus. This is not God. This is a bunch of manipulators who wants you to pay your due, give your percentage, and you were about to elect a president, non-cosmic, conscious president that could easily have brought this religion right to the top. And that it's not a religion. It's as good as the letter sent. It's as good as the Jehovah Witnesses. It's as good as any other cult, including Scientology. Every one of them is a Neptunian manifestation that I can't perceive, that I'm trying so hard to explain to you every single day. And it's only through repetition. And it's only through curiosity that you will be allowed to raise your cosmic consciousness and understand the very words written in the Bible. I will talk to you. You won't hear me. I will present myself to you. You will not see me. There is so much behind those words. There is so much behind being a human being. You're not just made of blood, flesh, and bones. You've got a spirit. You've got a soul. And all you have is 2,000 years of bullshit. Excuse my French. So I'm passionate. I'm real. You are going to handle it or not. But if you do, I promise you, you're going to see the face of God. And that's worth every second for you to listen to this show. Because what I'm trying to do is to make you aware of this incredible dragon Scorpius, which wants you to get your wake-up call. I got mine. It took me 63 years to understand the cosmic codes. You don't have to go through all that. Let me do it. Been there, done that. Let me remove the rocks, remove the obstacle, remove the water, okay? The confusion, and expose to you the very fact that the Pope himself, accept the fact, is non-cosmic conscious. And this is why he said that, you know, God was asleep, or the Lord seemed to sleep. That tells you who is sleeping, you and the Pope. If you keep following Neptune into his deceptive, treacherous current to the point where you're going to sink, especially if you get addicted, religiously poisoned, would it be with drugs, would it be with legal or illegal drugs for that matter, or alcohol? That's what Neptune does. It confuses you. It lies to you. It makes you believe in things that are not real. And it's just the power of the planet, like Mars. Mars will make you a warrior. Mars is represented again by this Ares, the ram, and you can see those guys in the wild, represented two stupid human beings running after each other and banging their head because they are unable to use diplomacy, which is the opposite side of Ares, which is Libra, the rule psychology, or astral psychology for that matter. So Mars regulates aggressivity. The way you're going to show your masculinity to your female, or what a female is expecting in a man. There's so much you have to learn.
Oh, honey, I gotta say one thing. Some people's ways are just more one side in a Scientologist relationship.
Why would you say that?
Well, I mean, you know, you can raise your cosmic vibrations, but at the same time, you have to know not to manipulate those powers as well. Because, you know, you can know all stuff and then you don't want to just, like, abuse it either. And as for the Jesus being the Savior, I have to say I disagree, because Jesus was a man, like, you're a man, and this day, like, everyone is all men and women, gods of the universe, and the only Savior is the true sun that shines every day, S-U-N.
I understand that this is your prerogative, and I understand, and I do agree with you, but, you know, you have to bring yourself down to where the people are. Luckily for us, the people that are listening to the Cosmic Code, they, you know, a great majority of them are certainly not going to sell their souls or listen to Joel Osteen. They've been there, they've done that. The reason why they're here is because they're naturally curious, they have an advanced, extremely intuitive UCI, they need some answers, or maybe some of them have been screwed by the church, or their family members suffer and they realize they are lunatics, so they know that's not the right way to go. But Jesus was special. Would you say Einstein was special, honey?
Of course.
Of course. Why?
Because of his UCI and his dragon's head in Aquarius.
Exactly. Would you say Nostradamus was a special man?
Oh, indeed.
Indeed. Okay. So, you know, you measure somebody's power, accomplishment, position, standing, okay, because the reflection of his UCI has molded that man to go in a very specific direction. But most of them did it unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
While I am here trying to tell people there are no accidents, only cosmic
circumstances.
That.
Green, intelligent people.
Yes.
Who have those incredible experiences to share.
Yeah. Basically, you still have to understand that when somebody for the last 20 or 25 years has been taught something, it's very difficult to track this person. The good news is you and I knows that only donkeys don't change their mind. So there is hope for human beings.
Yeah.
They're not donkeys. If you give them the right information, if you show that you're passionate, and you, especially if you give them the proof, and you make sense, then they're not stupid.
Well,
I
think a lot of them know the right information, but they're afraid of it. They're scared. They're taught, you know, looking at the stars and all that is part of the devil's, you know, plan and whatnot. So they know, I think, but they're just afraid because, yeah, the truth hurts.
Yeah, but not only the truth hurts, because as soon as you've been, you know, presented with the truth, you are moving these people outside of their comfort zone. Okay.
Yeah, panic.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. This is something I don't understand here. Everything is going against me. My life is a mess. I'm afraid of dying. So I'm going to go back to church and I'm going to talk to Jesus or to God. Well, you're doing it every single day. Okay.
I mean,
you know, depending of what problem you have, the church is not going to help you. Your doctor is not going to help you. Your friends and your family is not going to help you. And in fact, there is nobody who is going to help you, not even Dr. Cherry. And that's what it comes down to it, okay? So who is the person that's going to help you?
Yourself.
Exactly. And how do you do it? You do it by looking and by errors, try and errors, by looking around for the people that might have what you need. And it's only with the depth of your thought, because the future being a reincarnation of the thought, sooner or later, as you vibrate and raise your vibration through curiosity, you are going to attract the people that have the right answers. And this is why I'm so busy, because people are not stupid. They read my newsletters, they watch my videos. I ring a little tone in them, and then a little voice in them, their intuition says, well, this guy might have something. Well, actually, I do have something. And it's up to you, of course, to find out, me to know, and you to find out. It's free, because it took me 60 freaking years to master all that. So even though I give a lot of things for free. So in reference to teaching, I'm going to be going to Sedona in March. I mean, all the information on my website or in the Cosmic Code. I'm going to be working with two or three of maybe four of those psychics. And many of you are wondering, Dr. Cherie, are we psychics? Woo! Because, you know, there is one thin air between divine information and pure imagination. So chances are any psychic who does not own cosmic consciousness will be operating on an intuitional domain fueled mostly by imagination or observations, okay? So, and that's a given. You got to be intuitive to be a psychic. Okay. Even though that I said I'm not a psychic, Mom says that I'm much more than what I would like to believe it, so I leave it at that. Okay. Meantime, I'm going to be working with people over there, and I know anytime I deal with psychics, as soon as I start to talk to the people, if there's two or three psychics, I don't know how many of you heard the last show that I did, but sad enough, and I don't want these people to feel bad, okay? Because to be a psychic, you got to have the right UCI. And if you're aiming for psychic work or psychic help, it's because you vibrate at that psychic energy. And that means you have a very strong Neptune in you. And then you need to go either up or down, because Neptune rules Pisces. If you go downstream, okay, you're going to end up, you know, being into a psychic accident if your psychic is not educated on the working of the superconscious in time and space, okay? So I'm going to be working with all psychics. I'm going to do my bit. In the evening, we're going to have our psychic show, whatever it is. And ultimately, the reason why I accepted this is because the next day, I will be doing a psychic show for 2 hours. Again, I give all the information. All you got to do, go to drcherie.com and click on Dr. Cherie post on top of my website. And you can read all the details of what I'm going to be doing out there. Okay? But what I want to do in the psychic show is to bring some of the people, and I'm sure there will be quite a lot, bring them on stage. And with my artwork, I'm going to, just with the date of birth, or just with the month of birth, I'm going to show them how they can be much more accurate than any psychic or every psychic combined together. And they're going to be impressed, not on my teaching, but they're going to be impressed on the reality, on how God speaks through the signs. So, because people are visual and some are audible, I will bring this artwork that I had designed. Then there are a lot of people who are into natural health, so I'm going to bring my my celestial artwork that involve each part of the body which is controlled by the planets. Then I will talk about the head, the tail, the dragon, the great malefic, the great benefic. I will talk about all this. Basically, what I'm going to do is a 2 hours mini introductory course on astral psychology. And, of course, the people that are going to be there, they will have the option to sign up for the big shot. The big shot is joining Dr. Cherie and Taranya for a few days in Sedona. You have everything. Go to drcherie.com, look on the services and click on Astro Psychology, or read all my newsletters. Or type Astro Psychology Dr. Cherie on Google. You're going to have tons of stuff. I'm all over the world. Okay. What I'm trying to tell you here is, in those few days, all the people that are going to come are going to be privileged select. anything can happen to Dr. Cherry. I'm 63 years old. God forbid anything happen and stop me teaching. But there is still a possibility. That's why I go around, walking around, getting my old beeper working, looking for gold, so I don't die on you, okay? So understand that anything can happen. It's just the way it is. So this probably will be...
But I won't let it happen.
Hold on, honey. What I'm trying to say is get your chance now. There is only one Dr. Cherry, trust me. Only one Dr. Cherry in the entire world. I'm the only living astrophile practicing Nostradamus work. And the more I can teach, the more people I can reach, the safer I know my message to help the children of the future will reach them. And that's why it's important. You're not doing this just for you. Meantime, you got to have integrity, because if I teach you how God speaks to you and to the world, that's going to give you an extraordinary power, extraordinary control over other people's psyche. You got to know all about their faith, their money, their mental process, their basic security, the love of creativity around. You got to know about their health. You got to know about their witchcraft for institute. You got to know about their natural study. You got to know the type of career they're meant to do. You got to know about the type of friends they're going to attract. You got to know about their subconscious motivation. That is a hell of a lot of information, and that's why the Illuminati didn't want to give it to you. I got it for you. So you need to have integrity. Because if you misuse that power, it's going to go through your fingers, or worse, you're going to pay a very heavy karma, and you're going to have your butt hurting. Be careful. Now, spending a few days with us in Sedona, meaning also attracting people that vibrate at your level, male and female, and it did have in the past quite a lot of people that connected. And every one of my students is always a good thought for Dr. Cherry. It's always a very, very unique experience. And not best than Sedona. What is best than Sedona? This huge, huge magnetic vortex to the country of the spirit. Now, remember, I'm going to be doing this psychic show in Sedona. Remember, we're having like 30,000 flyers being spread all over Sedona. And I can only teach 30 people at a time. So don't wait for the last moment to secure your place. You could have a bad surprise. Once I pass this number, I would have to turn you down. And I remember last time I did that course, it was packed. Now, because of the economy, I brought the price down on top of that. And maybe I should revise that and bring it up, because after this conference and this free lecture, I'm going to have a lot of people wanting to jump in. So at least put a down payment, anything to hold on to your seat. Be smart, okay? Because when comes the time in April, maybe happily surprised or very deceived, because there is no room for you. Why April? Hey. April. April was the head. April was Aries. Aries was the head, the mind, the brain. So that's a perfect solar energy to reevaluate your perception, your understanding of God, and understand and use the tools that He has enslaved you to uncover by being curious. And remember the ultimate reason why you're on earth. First of all, it's to have fun. Secondly, to create. Don't let your career, your responsibilities, don't let anything take you away from having good time every day and create. Because once you stop having good time, and once you stop creating, there is no more reason for you to be alive. Now, as a rule, if you're not happy, probably because this dragon is doing something to you, and you want to know what it is so you can ride his head instead of his tail. You can free yourself from the tail of the dragon And by riding the head of the dragon, really, really appreciate life. So I would start to think of joining Earth to the free psychic show that I'm going to do, and then joining the Cosmic Code secret, become an astral psychologist, upgrade your vibration. Today I had a doctor that actually took the course. We've been setting the course pretty good last few days. So if you cannot come to Sedona, we take the course by mail. You don't have to be in Sedona if you can't afford it. This does not mean you have to stay behind. There's nothing that stops you to take the course by mail, and God willing, I'll do another course next year or the year after, or God knows when. By reminding me you already took the course by mail, you're going to get it with a very, very serious discount. So that's what it comes down to it. Be curious.
Well, I don't know what to say.
What are you going to do with the course? Are you going to help your husband?
I don't know yet, honey. you got to understand, we've been planning this for 2 years, and this is our aim right now.
The economy was against us. I didn't have time. You didn't want to just... I didn't want to, you know, put the energy into it, but now we have the opportunity with Andrew to do it, so it's good. You're going to get all the paperwork. You're going to get every single thing that you need.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if worst come to worst, we're not forcing anybody. If you can't make it, then at least take the at-home course, and then in the future, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, we do have some people.
You know,
we do have some people actually that have requested. They already took the course, and they've been asking us when is the next course, Dr. Therese. So these people have to be rich. In fact, they have to be rich in priority because they gotta have their seats. So, and remember, at the very end, we're going to have a little party. You're going to be connecting more with those highly spiritual people that God wants you to be with. And then we're going to have some music. You know, and who knows, maybe a Chief Sonny Arena, my Yaqui, good friend Yaqui Chief or Apache Chief, might join us and do some Indian ritual there, like we always do. So there'll be, it's going to be quite a heavy duty work when it comes to your mind, but there'll be time to play. There'll be time to connect with the spirit, that's for sure. So anyway, all the informations are on my website. So again, like always, it's still a big site, very well organized, but if you don't know, go the best way. Write Astro Psychology or Psychology Sedona Doctor and add Dr. Turi behind it. That will lead you immediately to what you're looking for. And it looks like if we are at the 5 minutes to the top of the hours, okay? So what I'm going to do after such a very long day, writing nonstop, explaining the Cosmic Code, elaborating on the news and the Pope, explaining the ages, the face and the tools of God, my passion. I need a break. This.
And maybe the Pope needs to smoke some dope. It's a bad joke.
It is a bad joke.
We need some laughter up in this place.
He doesn't have to smoke dope. He's a Neptunian. He's already had the deception, the dream, the dope in the brain.
I just thought that, isn't it?
My wife is something. The Pope needs some dope of that. You can't believe you came up with that. What's the matter with your wife? You know, when people are listening to this show and you're saying things like, you're going to offend people, they're going to come here and they're going to shoot you. You better get your dogs ready. All right. Hey, guys. We're coming.
Just trying to make everybody laugh. I mean, if the Pope can go on Twitter, you know.
No.
Why not, right?
The Pope never went to Twitter. Some of his Illuminati kids. But they're just imposing.
Everybody.
We're doing the Twitter thing, not him.
Everybody has a wild side, Louis.
Yeah, you know, when they announced that, the Pope on Twitter said, "Oh my God, they are desperate. They are desperate trying to bring more people to sign up for this deceptive Neptunian bull." And if they think they're going to talk to the Pope, they're going to be really stupid. So they deserve to give their soul to the devil. Because if there is a devil, it's called ignorance and stupidity. And that's what all religions are all about. I mean, the modernized religion, not the essence of all the religion, which speaks of the glory of the Creator and His celestial, beautiful divinity. And on this note, it's time for Tirani and I to wish you a wonderful good night, because I'm going to go on a hot tub, I'm going to look at the stars, and I'm going to have a good glass of wine. Good night, everybody. We love you.
Buenas noches, America.
Bonne nuit. Well, bonne nuit, messieurs et mesdames. On vous revoit mercredi soir. We shall see you next Wednesday. Good night, everybody.
Good night.